for me.
Today is Holy Trinity Sunday, which is a big complicated day in the lectionary and a big complicated day for church. So we decided worship should be big and complicated as well, but also joyous and festive and worthwhile. In our gospel lesson today, we hear Jesus give what's known as the Great Commission. You've possibly heard this one before. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And then Jesus adds, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. As we here at Lutheran Church of the Savior seek to live out that Great Commission, to try to figure out how we can indeed make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. We did have a baptism today, so we can check that off the list for the day. Thank you, Caillou. He seems to be doing okay. That's good. That's good. I would like to direct your attention just briefly to, in this yellow insert in the bulletin, we've got something called a purpose statement and unifying principles. You know, sort of corporate jargony language. But the church actually just adopted these formally last weekend. So I'm going to talk about them for just a moment and about a way that we live out our calling to follow Jesus and to obey the Great Commission that he gives. So one of the things we do here is we host the African Christian Fellowship on Sunday afternoons. It's been going on for a few months at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Our sisters and brothers from Africa, many of them recent to America, former refugees, some others that are not in that situation, but they come here and worship and gather and have this new church that we're starting, this African Christian Fellowship. And sometimes people ask me, well, why do we have all these African people here all the time in church? Isn't this a white people? And they don't say, isn't this a white people church? But I know that's what they mean. So I'm willing to, that's what they mean. I know. So, wow. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. That's what we were all thinking, right? No, I'm not. So anyway, in these unifying principles, I want to talk just a minute about how our welcoming the African Christian Fellowship, I think, fits perfectly the unifying principles that we have in this congregation. It says, we are generous to others because God's generosity empowers us. And generosity is very important. In terms of the African Christian Fellowship and the relationship that we have. They're generously sharing the choir music today. Pastor Joshua is going to come up in just a minute. Actually, why don't you come up and get close so we don't lose too much time and share some of this sermon with me. Generously sharing space and money and all the resources we need to be a church. We reach across boundaries. So reaching across different kinds of people, different ages, different races, different nationalities, different languages, we reach across boundaries. That's what it means to make disciples of all nations, right? You can't make disciples of all nations if everybody looks like me. All right? Jesus' love inspires us to advocate for peace and justice wherever Christ guides us. I don't know if you've heard, but being a former refugee in the United States isn't always the most comfortable way to be for the last 8 months or so, and before that as well, but particularly lately. And so what we can do together is advocate for peace and justice, for a full welcome and acceptance of our sisters and brothers from Africa, from Syria, and so many others who need that. We are Christ-centered. And I'm pretty sure starting a church in your church building is as Christ-centered as it gets. That's an easy one. And we are committed to God's life-changing mission. We host and we welcome Joshua and the African Christian Fellowship because it changes lives. Not just the lives of the African Christian Fellowship Church, but the lives of the people here. Linda back there, her life has changed so much because of this. She spends, I don't know how many hours, it's basically a full-time job, right? Helping out to do things. You know what I'm talking about. The point of the relationship that we have with African Christian Fellowship is not just to change the lives of former refugees. It's to change the lives of everybody who walks into this building on Sunday mornings or on Sunday afternoons or any time during the week, to build relationships with people you might not otherwise have known, to hear stories you might not have had the chance to hear. And so now today we're going to take the opportunity with Pastor Joshua to hear some of his story, what it's been like to be a refugee in the camp in Malawi, what it's been like to come to the United States, and what it's been like to start this African Christian Fellowship Ecumenical Church here in our building on Sunday afternoons. So I'm going to ask him some questions, and then he's going to do the talking. So I've talked maybe enough for now. So, Joshua, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so
Welcome.
Much.
Let's shake hands like official. Now it's official. Now it's started. Now it's real, all right? All right. My first question. How did your family life change from before your time in the refugee camp to life in the refugee camp? And what was your family life like in the refugee camp?
Yeah, for us, I was born in 1972. And in my country, DRC, Republic Democratic of Congo, it was a country, peaceful country in Africa. I grew on a peaceful time. I go to school. I finish my high school. It was a peaceful country. But on 96, the war became. The first war came. And I live in East Congo. East Congo is near Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda. It's a place where the war begins every time. And it was tough for us. I ran my country, I think, almost 2,000 miles to walk. No car. You cannot take car on that time of war. It was very tough. On 1997, we come back because it was a new government. We come back in our place, in our city again. On 2098, the second war came again in our area. That's the moment I took decision to go out of my country. I go to Malawi. I became a refugee. It was my first time to hear about that name. I never see the refugee. On 1994, the refugee came from Rwanda in our area and was the refugee. And nobody was taking care of it. Nobody was speaking like one day we can run our country like Rwanda and Burundi. So I became a refugee in a refugee camp, and I was a pastor. I began the ministry, and I was a single man without wife. On 2006, I decided now to marry, and my wedding was in a refugee camp. My firstborn was born in a refugee camp, and my son, four kids, was born in a refugee camp. It was a tough moment to live in a tent. You leave your house, you leave your car, your family. I leave all my family after a few of them was killed on the war. So since 2000, I never see one of my family. Till now, it was very tough. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay.
I don't know if I answered.
I think you answered the question. Yes, thank you. Thank you. The next question. Okay. You know, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus gives the Great Commission that I talked about. How did you live out Jesus' words in the camp? Tell us about the church that you started there.
Yeah. Like a pastor, a time I reached the camp on 2000, I begin to preach. It was tough for us to preach because we came in a French country, Swahili country. On Malawi, we speak Tichewa. Tichewa is the national language of Malawi. So I begin to go to villages to teach one guy how we speak Swahili. And he was my interpreter. So I begin to teach village, surrounding villages, and in our camp. That's the reason I begin Emmanuel Full Gospel Church in a refugee camp. It was like a big church, revival church. You know, our Pentecost church, a place you can pray for people healing, you can pray for people, and it was like a revival in a refugee camp. And they took out villages, and the church began. Yeah, but it was tough because I was a refugee, and like we said, the Bible teaches us to help. That's the reason I was taking my ration in a camp refugee. We have to receive 12 kg of rice on that time for all months. So I was taking, because I was single, I was taking my 12 kg of rice and go distribute it in a village, all place I was going to preach the gospel. Because Malawi on that time, it was like people was on village don't have more food. So I was taking my ration and go preach and distribute that few rice I was taking on UNCR. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it was the beginning of our church, Emmanuel Full Gospel Church.
You're talking about the orphanage?
Yeah. Everywhere we are putting some branch of our church, I was wondering to open in a center for orphans. Because I was orphan since my 14 years, my mom passed away. So I know how orphans suffer in Africa. I was going through that life. And after to grow, God called me to serve him. It was my wandering since my country. I begin on 1994 to help some orphans to pay school fees for them. So I go to Malawi like a refugee. I continue with that. And I was helping some refugees to pay school fees. After I get a donation from Denmark, the government of Denmark, I build a big center for orphans. So orphans came on that center and learned tailoring, higher dress, some carpentry. Yeah, so, and as we pay for them school, that was a beginning of our centers. Now is almost Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, DRC, and Namibia now. So it's growing, like a church is growing, and many centers is coming.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you tell us about your transition to this country and your family's transition to this country?
Yeah, on the, our life in a refugee camp, I have done almost 13 years. If you can tell, it's a long time. Like a refugee. In a refugee camp, you cannot do anything. You are not allowed to do anything. And it was tough for us with my family. So on the program of resettlement, it's a program who is all over the world. Many countries on that program took refugee to go, like another country, a second country of their life. So everyone, if he's a refugee, is praying to have another country. So our prayer with my family was only to come to America. And I remember one time I get a chance to go to Australia, but I told the chief of UNCR, I said, no, I don't like to go to Australia. My dream and my vision is to go to America. And on that time, America was not coming in Malawi, refugee camp to take refugee. And that gentleman told me, say, Joshua, I don't know if America can come to Malawi to take refugee. I said, I believe one day. And after 3 years, I get that chance to begin that program to come to America. And it was like for us, a hand of God. And time to come to America, it was really, really joyful for everyone, for every people of our church. Every member was happy. And after we came now to America, the first month, me and my wife, I say, if we can allow us to come back, let us come back. Because now it was very tough. I came to America, I cannot say good morning. So, and the agents who bring us, after 3 months, he leave me alone. I don't know how to take a bus. I cannot go to a market and buy something because of English. I don't know class, how can I take a class? And it was in time, a winter time, I came on October. If you can remember, 2013, in Minnesota, it was a bad, bad winter. It was like a baptism. I came in a hot country, and I met a bad, bad winter. It was very tough. So we don't know anything. We don't know English. If we receive a visitor, only him. was very tough. I remember one day I go to a store, I'm showing the man, I said, that. So it was like a trouble. You don't know anything, so I was wondering, I said, Lord, how can I come on that country? I don't know the language. So what can I do? And it was very tough. We don't have transportation. We don't have nothing. So, but God allowed us to survive on that winter. And it was a big change, big change. I can say, you know, America and our countries, many things we have it, but here is like a new thing. Everything is like a new, because you are learning a new life, a new culture, a new speaking, a new church. In our country, in church, we do almost 5 hours on church. So we go to church, 1 hour church finish.
We don't ever finish in an hour here. Come on.
I say in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So sometimes my kid asks me, we are that? I look at the pastor and say, what? Yeah, you know, it was tough. Sometimes you see somebody with a coffee in church. Ah, say what? Somebody can take a coffee in church. So it was like a big transition and learn more things. And I thank Lord because we learn it more quickly and now we are good. Yeah.
How did you come to Michigan here? And tell us about the African Christian Fellowship Church and how that is going.
Yeah, the reason I was working with Pastor Davier. He was my second pastor in our church. And he was our coordinator for Emmanuel Foundation. He was running all our projects. We have a small project like a big God project. We have some farmers to serve and to help that offer. And he was the one who was learning that. A time I came to America, I leave the church in the hand of Davier. I said, my brother, I'm going to America now, you can learn that church and everything. So a time I hear like he came to Michigan, I said, no, let me go and took his report of our church and see my brother, because he's my brother, he's my friend. So I came here. I meet him, and how he was receiving here, it was very different with me, because I was thinking the challenge I was going through in Minnesota, a time I came, let me see if that challenge goes through him, I can take him to Minnesota, because I'm here already. But I came here, I see, it's very, very good. Everyone comes to took him to go to church with car, to go to hospital. I say, my brother, you are okay. Because for us, the first 3 months was like to ask God to come back. But I see, and I see the seat Kalamazoo. I say, no, let me come and continue to worship our God, like was worshiping in Africa. That's the reason we came here with my family to begin Christian Fellowship, African Christian Fellowship, is only to continue to worship God like I was worshiping in Africa, in our language. Because many people, many Africans who are coming like refugees, many of them don't know how to speak English. So in church, he can go to church, but he cannot understand anything. And he come back, and he remain like that. That's the reason I came. If he come back to church morning, afternoon, we can come and worship in our language. How we can dance again. I see here, people don't dance. Mm-hmm. But in the church, in our countries, you dance and you forget every pain in you. So that's the reason we came and we begin African Christian Fellowship with an idea to help other refugees, because of all challenges I have gone through. So I said, no, let me help other refugees. I begin to Minnesota to help other people, to take them to work, to go to find a job for them, because many of them don't know how to talk English. So of my few English I learned on my 3 years, let me help other people. That's a reason to come to Kalamazoo. And I know God has a purpose today. I can clean church. I was here morning, I opened the church. I'm happy to serve God, and I'm happy to be in Kalamazoo.
Thank you, thank you. And is there, all right. I think that means they want us to be done. All right, is there, just one more real quick one. Is there anything the folks here can do to help and support to the ministry?
That's our prayer, and that we can ask to our church. This is our church. We are member here, like you can see. So we need your help. Spiritually, to pray for us, to help us financially, because to be involved in Kalamazoo on everything without you is impossible to us, because we don't know anything about Kalamazoo. We are new. So we need your support to show us what we can do, what we cannot do. You know? Because for us, we don't know the laws of Michigan. You know very well what is the law on Michigan. So you can help us to teach us, to show us that is bad, that is good. Before the church to go ahead, you need to do that, like our pastor, to support us. We need one day to have our church like that, and right inside, African Christian Fellowship. Because if you give birth a child, you cannot leave him without have a mature.
Right.
And we are born here. We know with your support, we can be mature and go ahead. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. All right. So that's how we're living out the Great Commission. Amen. Let us continue worship with whatever comes next.